And now for reading and writing and radio.
Dear Jackie, I had fun at the Jamboree. Thank you. I enjoyed most the poem that the man read about the dogs from Auburn. I liked the pen pal post office, too. I liked your reading and writing and radio song. It was a great idea to match up pen pals. I liked writing back and forth. I was surprised when I met my pen pal. I liked the girl with all the Lindsay buttons on. I liked the song about Scab Sandwich with the alligator eyeballs that Mr. Hackett's class read at the mic. I'll tell you my haiku. Hi, slippery snake. You move so quick through the grass without any legs. We made a banner called Blackman's Pac-Mans. We had Pac-Man name tags. Your writer, Ronnie.
Those remembrances of fun are by Ronnie, who was a Blackman's Pac-Man from Memorial School, Taylorville, last year. But we bet you'll all have fun at this year's Jamboree, too.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
We're going to talk today about fun, and I have with me Jan Grimes, a fun person and an expert on fun, who has been part of a project for kids called Fun Shop. Jan, we had a fun shop of sorts last spring at our first Reading and Writing and Radio Jamboree, and we're going to have another Jamboree, our 10th year celebration, our year of jubilee, on April 11th. I'd like to start with a few ideas on why the Jamboree was fun and how you kids can help to make it fun this year. So far, there's about 1,200 of you coming, and we haven't heard from all the schools yet, so it's going to be a good big crowd and as big, if not bigger, than last year, and I hope and trust just as much fun. Well, to me, the best fun isn't passive. I need to be active. I need to participate in the thing. And the Jamboree certainly demanded active participation from all of you. You had to invest in it. You had to make a colorful banner to figure out what you were going to do at your mic time and then to practice your mic time readings, to make a display for the language arts down in the concourse for everybody to see. The Jamboree wasn't done entirely for you. It wasn't given you on a platter. You had to participate to make it fun. And those of you you invested your time and your energy and your skill, and certainly all the letters that we got in that said it was fun proved that that was a good formula. One of the things that I did that was the most fun before the Jamboree was I raised the money for the pencils. We had to get about $130 to give you kids those nifty pencils with the Jamboree on them and the date and WSSR and all that. And we're going to do it again this year. But what I did last year is I put on an Indian headdress, a great big Indian headdress, and wrapped an Indian blanket around me. And I took a box, and I went around campus for two different days getting a buck for the brave. And the buck was to get you guys your pencils. And we managed, by getting a dollar from this person and a dollar from that person, to raise the money for the pencils. Now, this year I've got a Mexican costume with a great big sombrero and a Mexican blanket and the suit and so forth, and I'm going to go around and ask for pesos for pencils. And it's a fun day because you get to chat with a lot of people. It's fun soliciting and it's fun dressing up. This year it's going to be fun for you because Snoopy is going to be on the grounds and Mother Goose is going to be on the grounds. But Mother Goose is going to ask you for Mother Goose rhymes, so see to it that your class knows some old favorites and also some that are not so common. You also would be well, I think it would be a good idea to learn a few Lindsay poems, the short ones, so that you're ready when Marion Levin comes to give you a Lindsay lift. Now, one thing you've done all year is you've been investing time and energy on your pen pals. And for some of you last year, meeting your pen pals wasn't as much fun as you expected. Now, I think the problem was partly that there was a high anticipation. And then when you met them, you were shy, or they weren't what you expected. You were awkward. And so that aspect, for some of you, wasn't as much fun. Well, how can we help this year? I think in the first place, if you expect that it's going to be a little bit difficult, if you realize that it'll be awkward, that you might be shy with your pen pal, that your pen pal might be shy with you, if you figure out some things to do together, some games and things that'll take up some of that first awkwardness of meeting, because you know you're only going to be together for a few hours, and that's not like a meeting relationship is not like a writing relationship. So I suggest that you teachers and you kids talk about what you can do to ease that situation and so that you'll be able to have a fun time with your pen pals and not feel disappointed or awkward. You may have to use some good manners. Say, well, maybe my pen pal isn't everything that I thought he or she was going to be, but I'm certainly not going to be rude, and I'm going to make an effort to get to know this pen pal. Because, you know, if somebody makes an effort to get to know you, they're going to find all sorts of things that they don't know about right on the surface. Well, Jan, let's move to you and your ideas of fun, and maybe you can tell us something about Fun Shop.
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about Springfield Park District's Fun Shop. That is something that I've done with both of my kids when they were preschoolers. Although it was fun, it was also learning, and it was just as much fun for moms as it was for kids.
I consider that learning is the most fun.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you approach it as fun.
Yeah.
Instead of in terms of work. Well, Fun Shop would meet one day a week, and part of the fun was anticipating it, and especially for the little one, my daughter Katie or Erin would know that that day was going to be different because we'd go together, we'd have fun at Fun Shop, and then all day we'd kind of have a fun mood.
Mm-hmm. And it would be fun leading up to it in the anticipation.
Right.
Tomorrow's
right.
Going to be Fun Shop.
That's it, and there'd be a lot of little kids and a lot of moms, and so the kids could play with each other, the moms could talk to each other. Some of the fun things, some of my fun was in watching the kids have their fun. I couldn't fit in the barrel that rolled across the floor. They had a great big wooden barrel with carpeting inside, and one or two kids could get way down in there, and you wouldn't even see them from the top. And then a mom could get behind this thing and roll it across the smooth floor and turn it and turn it and turn it like a mad teacup.
Uh-huh.
And that was just a ball. It was fun just to imagine how much fun it would be if you were that little and couldn't see and were being wildly rolled. Then there was a pool of rice that you could use like a sandbox and just kind of pour and play in the rice pool. That was fun. They also had, for a while, sometimes they had and sometimes they didn't, a little track with a battery-operated train. And you could mm-hmm. push the button and make the whistle go. And for little toddlers, especially the 2 and 3-year-olds, to sit on this thing and let it go round and round and make the whistle go, that was just dynamite. It was better than the fair, the rides at the fair were scarier. This was just controllable. That was fun. Painting your feet.
That sounds like fun.
Take a sock off, put paint on like your toes and like the ball of your foot, then press it down on paper. It looks just like a tulip. It's just adorable. And so the kids would have fun, paint their feet and press them all over a paper. And then when it started to dry, they'd use a marker and make a little tulip out of it.
Creativity in
mm-hmm.
different ways. I always find creativity is the most fun there is.
Oh, really? Blowing bubbles, things like that. Blowing bubbles inside, making messes. Oh, that was a big thing about Fun Shop. You do things there that you'd never do at home. Because you had a table of water also, and you could have different stations at this water table and little babies. You could bathe the babies or just put your hands in the water and have fun splashing around and bubbles in there. Things that were not done every morning. You didn't wake up at home and have a mom who was willing to have finger painting, water play, rice pools, barrel rolling, all those kinds of things. So
yeah.
Fun Shop was really the place to do it, and it really put you in a fun mood. I was going to talk a little bit about some other fun things that are automatic fun, and some of you might go, oh, not for me, but when I was a kid, the Good Humor Man, ice cream, the
yes.
bell, ding, 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 and a little white uniform. Sometimes fun is everything that surrounds it. The
uh-huh.
ice cream is good, but ice cream from your freezer isn't as much fun as Good
Humor Man.
As running
out and paying the Good Humor Man
right.
and getting the stick and everybody else running to the Good Humor Man, knowing he's coming at a certain time of day.
Going out for food, McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese, things like that. A hamburger's just a hamburger at home, but somehow the atmosphere, the place you go, people watching, being together, the coming and going, those kinds of things. For me, and I think for everybody, water.
Water, yes.
Boats, skiing, rowing, being in a boat, throwing stones in the water, even if it's cold and you go to the beach.
Just floating with your nose over the edge of the boat and looking at the bottom. I used to love to do that.
With ribbon hair braids
yeah,
floating
dragging
in
the
water. Beaches, walking along the beach, especially the dunes. Now, in central Illinois, the kids might not have as many opportunities as we did growing up north, closer to Lake Michigan. But the dunes, these big mountains of sand, and you get
yeah.
at the top and you'd start to run down and gravity would pull you and make you go faster and faster as you ran down and your legs would just split wide open and each footstep was about 10 feet long. You just
yeah, leaping
pull,
down
barrel
those
down the
hills.
Hill.
And then, of course, if you fell, it didn't hurt a bit because you were just there in the sand.
Right. Oh, it was even more fun. Sometimes roll down the hill. I can remember one time I went to the dunes with a retreat in high school and we had, don't tell anybody, a shaving cream war. Just out in the top, in the dark, on the top of these hills, squirting each other with shaving cream and then rolling down the hill and getting sand in the shaving cream and then plunging into the lake and washing it all off later.
Oh, how
just,
marvelous.
It was
how
great.
Marvelous.
It was great.
Getting messy, you know? Getting messy is really fun.
What's another thing? Oh, water skiing. If you stay up. I really
yes.
loved water skiing when I could stay up. It was fun. It was exciting and thrilling.
Well, that brings me to a point that for me, the things that are really fun are the things that aren't too easy.
Mm-hmm.
That I want something that's challenging, not so hard that it's absolutely impossible and just makes you all frustrated, but hard enough that it engages my mind and my energy
mm-hmm.
and my control, you know. Look at those Olympic skiers and skaters.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the fun it must be to do something that well, something challenging. But it doesn't even matter if it's not done that well. Just the actual putting the energy
mm-hmm.
and the effort into it is fun, be it a puzzle or a game or building a treehouse or writing a story. The sense of accomplishing something, even if it's only getting all hot and sweaty in the sweet fatigue after a strenuous soccer game or just running and running, playing
mm-hmm.
tag.
Another thing that I think makes fun is people together doing something that group of people didn't do before. That's why the jamboree can be fun. A class can go to the jamboree, for instance, and be a different class, being a new something, a happening starts up. I felt that way as a kid when neighborhood games would, the summertime would come and all of a sudden it would be time for hide and seek and skeleton in the closet and statue maker.
And Red Rover and kick the
sure,
can
right,
and
we
all those
walked,
outside.
Sure, we walked to school during the other months and my kids ride the bus to school kind of looking at each other and stumbling along and not really connecting as a neighborhood
mm-hmm.
group of kids. And then summer would come and you could have all day and even, oh, especially playing at night just
mm-hmm.
before it's dark and you can start to see the shadows fall. And knowing that you're a new unit and that you're doing something
yeah.
just out of the ordinary. And
a break
fun.
A break in routine, doing something different is fun. And that's something we should remember in school, too.
Mm-hmm,
break
sure.
the routine.
Sure.
I used to take my kids on winter picnics, and that was a different sort of thing, because you go on picnics in the spring and the fall and the summer, you know, but we'd get on our bundled up and on a sunny day and go out and find a sheltered spot and spread out our sandwiches and our hot cocoa, and it was a winter picnic.
Or a sudden walk. I took my kids to a place I didn't know existed at the edge of our neighborhood. Somebody else showed me, and we went over the railroad tracks with me saying, now don't do this by yourself, and
uh-huh.
and then walking along a road, and we found, we didn't know we lived so close to the prairie that we could walk there in a short time.
Uh-huh.
And we found milkweed pods and opened them up and all the little floaty seeds, and we found a big ditch with a creek in it. So close. It was a treasure that we didn't know was there. We were throwing rocks in it, and we just did this last week, and the kids were just spellbound
yeah.
that this little yeah. piece of something, it was part the surprise that fun existed so close to home, and here we sold Girl Scout cookies a block away from the opening to the magic walk and didn't know it was there, and today we
mm-hmm.
did.
Celebrations are fun, and those are often breaks in routine, too. Simple sorts of things. For instance, don't always eat your meal on the table. We've had picnics in different rooms in the house, upstairs in a bedroom or on the living room floor or something like that. Have a special, different sort of time. Use that room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember one thing that was really fun. They condemned a bridge in Kent, Ohio, when we were living there, and it was a bridge across the river, and it was a busy street, so that cars had always been going back and forth and trucks and so forth across this bridge. All of a sudden, the bridge was absolutely empty. There was nothing on it. It was barricaded. The cars had to go another way. It demanded that something be done with that wonderful bridge, and so we picked up our Sunday dinner. And we took a card table and the baby's high chair, and we set it up in the middle of the bridge with napkins and a candle. And we had a formal Sunday dinner right in the middle of this bridge with the water flowing over underneath us, at a place where up until the day before there had been nothing but heavy traffic going over. And the kids and I have always remembered that as one of the most fun things we ever had, carving the roast over the water on
Terrific.
The bridge over the Cuyahoga.
Unfortunately, it seems like fun sometimes does count on parents. I can remember one fun day with my kids. One of them had a Nerf ball, and it was full of wet from playing and washing the car outside, and threw it against the brown garage door,
mm-hmm.
and it made a splat. And I picked it up and threw it and made another splat, and pretty soon we were passing this ball back and forth and making op art on the garage door. But if you'd have gotten me in another day, I might have worried about the stains on the garage door, which now exist. I didn't think they would.
But wasn't it fun?
It was. It was great fun.
I've learned a lot from my kids about fun, too. And I'm sure you're learning it, and that as your kids get older, they'll begin having more and more ideas, too. And then, as a parent, I find that you need to get a mindset that doesn't say why when something is suggested, but says why not?
Exactly.
And what I've always tried to be is a why not person.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes find this true of my kids. I suggest things and they say, you know, oh, why, or oh, I don't want to do it, instead of saying, well, why not? That sounds like fun. Let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kids and adults should cultivate being why not people.
That's the discovery kind of fun comes from that. I was going to say another thing that is an automatic fun maker is when Mother Nature suddenly changes the weather.
Ah, yes.
A beautiful example is right now, the day we're taping, it's in its 60s here in February.
And the geese are going over.
Oh, and our flowers are shooting up out of the ground, and we know it's spring. Sometimes,
and you've got to just cut out what you're doing and go out and run and jump and celebrate.
It's like the first snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just terrific.
Or a marvelous thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
To go and watch it and enjoy it and see it come rolling in with all the sky lighting up and then finally when the rain gets here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wrote a list of things, and on my list I wrote down the last day of school.
Yes.
But for me also, when I was a kid, the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't quite the same kind of fun, but it was fun for the week before school started. It was just the morning you woke up and had a face. Who will be in my class and what will the teacher? It was still delightful, kind of.
A little edgy in the stomach, but.
Yeah, yeah. New things. It was still fun. Or how about plays? Going to a play, being in a play. For you, maybe writing a play?
Oh, yes. And being in it, too.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Winning is fun. Sometimes just winning the part in a play can make you feel so special. And other things that you win. Sometimes it's an award or a contest or like bowling or skee ball and winning a race. In my case, I won a pet 2 times. I won a parakeet. One's for throwing nickels on a plate. And if you get the nickel on the plate, you won something. And I felt good about that, but I felt better about the time I won a parakeet because it was a name, the parakeet contest, and I named it Caruso. And they, because that was a famous singer, and that one was judged the best name. And then when I won the parakeet.
Well, you put your mind into it, and you used some skill in naming it and some information, and then the fun reward was winning that parakeet.
Yeah.
Well, Jan, you've got to go pick up your little child, and she won't think it's at all fun if you're late.
No way.
And neither will the teachers at the daycare center here at Sangamon State. So I think I should tell us that our writing assignment is, of course, about fun. Tell us what have been some fun experiences for you. Tell us what you consider to be fun. What are the elements of fun for you? And I suggest that you try to have some fun as you do your writing. One other thing is that we're going to be having the Jamboree song at the Jamboree, and so I suggest that you learn it, and you might make up some words. The words that we've got so far are, come along and write with me at the university. We will have a special spree at the Jamboree. And, of course, a special spree is fun, but you might try writing a verse called that starts, here we are, let's have some fun, and then take it from there. Okay?
One thing I'd like to encourage you to do also is to write about fun people.
Fun
Jackie
people,
is one
yes.
of mine. Almost any time I'm with Jackie, that's fun, and that would make a great story, too.
And it's
Who's
true
fun?
With Jan, and I certainly have fun when I'm with you kids.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.